Woke Olympics faces incoming typhoon with torrential rain, 56 miles per hour winds. By Warner Todd Houston on July 25, 2021. The Woke 2021 Tokyo Olympics has already suffered the worst TV ratings in 33 years. And now a tropical typhoon is headed its way with torrential rain and 56 miles per hour winds. It has been one disastrous problem after another for the Tokyo Games. And the massive tropical storm named Nepertek headed toward Japan is only the latest woe. According to meteorologist Jim Ruler, that is really all they need. A tropical storm coming right towards Tokyo, the Daily Mail reported. Antonin Thalia/AFP via Getty Images. With a likely landfall coming on Tuesday, the storm has sent Olympics officials scrambling to reschedule competitions that would be affected by the storm most. Rowing competitions scheduled for Monday were rescheduled for Sunday. For instance, to try and rearrange schedules to beat the storm. However, Olympics officials are claiming that they have everything under control. Ryosuke Uematsu/Kyoto News via AP. Unlike an earthquake, we're able to predict the path of a typhoon so we can make plans. And indeed, when it comes to rowing, as a preventative measure, we have decided to change the schedule for the event, said Tokyo 2020 spokesperson Takaya Masa, for ESPN's Tom Hamilton. Changing the schedule is not a rare event, and we understand the burden it'll have on athletes. We're looking closely at the path of the typhoon to make decisions as preventative measures. Should it make land, there could be damages, and if that's going to be the case, we will take responsible measures. At this point in time, I cannot offer you exactly what will happen. But we will be paying a close eye to it, Masa concluded. Another problem that could befall the ocean-based events is that Tokyo could release tons of sewage into the ocean thanks to the storm. Officials say they will closely monitor the water quality after the storm passes to ensure it is safe. AP photo/Morigash. Tokyo's weather has already caused problems in other areas. For example, with temperatures surging past 93 degrees, beach volleyball training sessions were postponed because the sand was too hot for the players' feet. The Tokyo Olympics have hit serious roadblocks this year. First, the games were beset by fears over the coronavirus pushing the event off for an entire year. Then, even after the year-long delay, officials banned spectators over virus fears at the cost of $800 million in lost ticket sales. Then the opening ceremony hit a 33-year low in TV ratings as viewers turned their back amid constant player anthem protests. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.